So, you have a sci-fi movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called The Matrix.
The Matrix?
Yeah, the idea is that we're all living in a massive shared computer simulation called The Matrix.
Oh, kinda like the simulation that you and I live in, where everybody except Hollywood actors have the exact same face.
What?
What?
Anyway, so we're gonna start the movie with some cops trying to arrest this lady, Trinity, and she's gonna kick all their butts.
Oh, how's she gonna do that?
In such a way that movies are gonna try to imitate for a full decade.
I like the sound of that.
But then an agent is gonna chase her, so it's gonna get serious.
An agent?
Yeah, they're super fast and deadly, and they can take over anybody's body.
Oh, so how come an agent didn't take over one of the cops that were in the room with Trinity?
Well, we only find out that they can do that later in the movie.
Oh, so they can't use that power until we find out about it?
Exactly.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so Trinity's gonna manage to escape through a phone, which is how you get out of the Matrix.
So why was she in the Matrix anyway?
She was keeping an eye on the main character, Neo, I guess.
Did she have to be in the Matrix to do that?
Not really, no, but this way we get to watch her kick some butt.
That does sound fun to watch.
So then we're gonna meet Neo, who's like this computer hacker guy.
Oh, and what's he like?
What do you mean?
Like, what's his personality?
Oh, no, he doesn't have one of those.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, the furthest we're gonna go with his character development is that at a certain point, he's gonna point at a restaurant and say he used to eat there.
Oh, well, that's more than enough character development.
I thought so too. He used to eat at a restaurant. That's relatable.
And so what happens with Neo?
Well, through a series of vague chat messages and clues, he ends up going to this club where Trinity is.
Okay.
And she's gonna give him some vague warnings that aren't super clear.
She lures him to a club to tell him nothing?
Basically, yeah.
Kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, and then the next day, some agents are gonna put a bug tracker in his stomach and then not track him with it.
Wow, people are doing a lot of useless stuff.
And then eventually, this Morpheus guy is gonna talk to Neo on the phone and be like, this phone is tapped. Come meet us at the Adam Street Bridge.
If the phone is tapped, doesn't that mean the agents heard all of that?
Yeah, I guess so.
So I imagine they're waiting for him at Adam Street?
Nope, they don't show up.
Why not?
I don't know.
So they didn't use the information from their bug tracker and they didn't act on the information from the tapped phone?
Correct. Very bad agents.
So then Neo's gonna wake up from the Matrix inside this big gooey pod thing.
Oh, those are not fun to wake up in. I should know.
What? Why should you know?
I got drunk and passed out at the Insectarium right in the slug exhibit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, not a fun morning.
Anyway, then this giant squid machine's gonna grab him by the neck and flush him down a tube.
Why wouldn't the machine kill him?
I guess it assumes he'd die after being flushed.
Doesn't seem like a chance that a supercomputer would take, but okay.
So then Neo is gonna meet Morpheus's crew and just learn a bunch of stuff about the Matrix.
Like what?
Well, he learns that the machines have these fields of millions and millions of people, and they're kind of using our brains as a neural network for computing, you know?
Oh, well that sounds way too complicated.
It's not, though. It's kind of like the internet.
Yeah, no one's ever really gonna use that. Nobody's gonna know what you're talking about.
I feel like they'll get it, though. Hey, how about we just say that the machines are using humans as batteries? Everybody understands batteries. Humans would make awful batteries and make more sense to use cows if that's the case.
Oh, cow Matrix.
That's another thing. If we go with the battery thing instead of the neural network thing, then there's no reason for the machines to even make a Matrix.
What? Why?
Well, how would they benefit from making a dream world for their batteries?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So then let's just compromise and do my thing.
Okay, well, I guess I don't have a say in the matter then.
You don't. So then what happens?
Well, we're basically gonna find out that Morpheus thinks that Neo is the one, and he's gonna free all the humans and stuff.
What made Morpheus think that Neo was the one?
Unclear.
Huh.
And then after a bunch of training, Neo and the gang are gonna go see this lady called the Oracle.
Why do they all need to go?
Because I want them all to die.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're gonna get betrayed by this little Italian Judas on their team.
Huh? You gotta watch out for those.
You do. So then pretty much everybody's gonna die except Neo and Trinity, and also Morpheus is gonna get captured.
Oh no.
Yeah, so Trinity and Neo need to go back into the Matrix to save them.
How do they do that?
Well, they start by murdering a lot of innocent people.
What?
Yeah, big old murder spree.
That's not very nice of them.
No, and it's kinda weird to have main characters murder innocent people, but it's gonna look awesome.
Oh, well that's okay then.
And then they're gonna manage to save Morpheus, but they have to get to a specific phone to escape.
I guess time is of the essence if agents are after them.
Definitely. So then Morpheus goes, and then Trinity's like, hey Neo, I need to talk to you.
Wait, what?
She's like, I need to tell you something. There's something I need to tell you. Let's talk for a little bit. I need to tell you something.
What the hell is she doing? They need to go.
Well, she wants to talk right now. I don't know what to tell you.
Very strange priorities.
Yeah, so then an agent shoots the phone just as she escapes, and Neo gets stranded.
That is entirely Trinity's fault.
Sure is. Then there's gonna be a bunch of fighting and Neo's gonna get killed.
Oh my god, it's gonna be tough to wrap up the movie if Neo is dead.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause the power of love is gonna bring him back to life.
Wait, who's love?
Trinity. She's gonna give him a little kiss.
Oh, did they have a romantic thing going on?
Not really, no. But he's the male lead and she's the female lead.
That is pretty romantic, actually.
And so then Neo's gonna be super powerful. He's gonna make an agent explode.
Wow.
And that's about it. He's gonna fly away.
Well, it sounds great.
And hey, hey, maybe everybody in the movie could wear leather.
What? Why would they wear that?
Leather is the coolest thing you can wear. Have you seen me?
I have.
I look fantastic.
It just doesn't seem like the best material to, you know, do martial arts in.
Leather is tight.
That's part of the problem, yeah.
Very cool material.
Anyway, so what do you think of the movie?
Well, it sounds great. I think we should do it.
Amazing.
And then we can make a couple of sequels and really elevate the whole franchise.
Those are always a good idea.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.